Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
When I recorded this, Victoria had 51,000 cases of COVID just today. Our live show in Melbourne, a place where we live, is just over a month away. I guess you have to ask yourself, do you like to have a little bit of a flutter? 70 brave souls have already taken that punt, and we've got a few tickets left. Maybe you're the kind of person who thinks they're the main character and that nothing bad can happen to you, and hey, maybe you're the only one that's immune, and even if something bad does happen to you, it's fine. You'll learn a lesson and come out the other side. This is just another part of the hero's journey, the journey you are on, because you, of course, are the hero. So be a hero, be daring, nothing ventured, nothing gained. Buy a ticket to our live show on February 19th at 5:30 p.m. Links are in the show notes. And if you can get boosted before coming, that'd be just tip top. Once again, for the love of God, get your booster shot. And if you can get vaccinated, get vaccinated. You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
And today we're asking the important questions like, is it better to be a superhero or a supervillain?
So when you get powers, when you get hit by a radioactive bus.
Bus.
Yeah. You got two options, okay? Yeah. You can either go into, well, I guess you got three. Mm. You can either fight crime, do crime, or do nothing. That's supposed to be an
option. With great power comes great.
Yeah, I'm just going to go home. Fuck it. This is too much.
Do what you want.
Yeah.
No, like,
but let's assume.
That's actually fucked up by Uncle Ben. We don't talk about that enough. Yeah. Leave Spider-Man alone.
Yeah, what if he just wanted to be just like, live a simple life?
Yeah.
Just be a normal teenager that's just ripped now and is probably just cleaning up at school, the best at sport, still smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, because think.
I know. Uncle Ben wrecked Spider-Man's life.
That's yeah, because Uncle Ben, I mean, dying also kind of wrecked
Uncle Ben. Getting shot kind of ruined Uncle Ben's life.
No. But also getting Uncle Ben getting shot wrecked Peter Parker.
Oh, yes, for sure. Yeah,
but like, imagine Peter Parker doesn't come Spider-Man.
Yeah.
He's just like a buff dude.
Well, that's a buff really, hot teen.
Yeah, buff hot teen that's really clever, and his time management would be way easier because he doesn't need to fight crime.
Well, yeah, I mean, not even just that. Imagine if he just didn't get bit by a spider, unless the spider bite made him a genius, which we don't know about.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he invented the web slinger.
Yeah, he was already
well, he's already
enough.
Really smart. Yeah. His smartness is never, but he was still like, at that point he's a dweeb though.
Yeah, he would have just been hot and smart.
But he could have just invented the web shooter thing and then just, I don't know, patent that, sell it, whatever.
He could have been one of those rich tech billionaires.
But the thing is,
he could have been dating Grimes. Christ.
Well, she's single
and then
now.
Divorcing Grimes.
Yeah.
And then Grimes can write a song about you where she says you're the world's greatest gamer.
Spider-Man.
That's a real thing that happened.
Yeah, I know. It's very funny.
It's upsetting.
It's
Grimes, reach out. Are you okay? We're falling down the Elon Musk thing again.
Let's back battle. So,
Moise.
So,
I don't know
what that. Moise, I'm here with my robotic again.
Invest in crypto. Yeah, Elon Musk sounds like Mrs. Doubtfire. Yeah.
Hello, plumbing boys.
Hello, plumbing boys. I'm back from space, darling.
Yeah, that's how
that's
he's.
Grimes. No, Grimes.
That's Grimes. That's Grimes. That's Grimes. You know Elon's classic catchphrase? Yeah. That's Grimes.
That's Grimes.
That's Grimes. That's Grimes. Anyway.
Yes.
So.
Well, yeah, get us back on track. Please, Jackson. Please.
You're either going to, and let's assume for this,
yep,
that we live in a Marvel or DC where there, yep, is an Avengers or a Justice League, mm-hmm, or some kind of,
yeah,
superhero, yeah, kind of governing body.
Yeah.
And that there is also, I mean, sometimes there's a Legion of Doom, but there doesn't necessarily have to be one.
Yeah.
Which's the red cleverest one to pick? You know,
well, because obviously, if you include morals, like superhero makes more sense because I feel like we're probably more comfortable not killing people than we are killing people.
But
that's what I mean.
Let's call a stool a stool.
Yes. We're not good, guys.
Okay, but let's use the morally ambiguous
shades of gray
gauge of that the plumbing boys are so
famous
for.
Stealing from a supermarket is actually cool and good and people should do it.
And a little funny sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, it's so funny.
If you saw someone get hit by a car and they like did a flip and onto the bonnet and over the roof and at the back, you'd be like, whoa!
I'm already laughing.
So, okay. So don't worry about the
bank.
Moral.
The bank don't need
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
What's a bank doing with money?
Yeah. Nothing. So don't worry about the moral side of things, okay? It's just for you self-serving in your life.
I mean, that's what I was just, okay, so for me, it's, well, which one offers time off?
Yeah, well, kind of.
Can you have time off as a superhero?
Well, you can have time off as a supervillain when you inevitably get arrested and put in the negative zone.
Yeah, but I don't feel
whatever.
Like I have to always be doing crime as a supervillain.
That's true.
But it depends because a lot of supervillains.
Yeah. Also, hang on. No.
You wait. Let me finish. Because as a supervillain, often supervillains, because they're obviously powered or whatever, they usually make a very big jump from when they first get their villainous powers to end up the head of a company in like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, I feel like if you're following the super villain path, you're going to have to, you'll end up cemented in a job.
Well, I was going to say, let's.
Because like Kingpin can't fucking take time off.
Yeah, but look, imagine this, right? You are a superhero.
Yeah.
And it's your time off. And you're walking down the street and you see a crime.
Yeah.
You got to be like,
I got to do that,
right?
I got to get
it. You are a super villain. You're walking down the street and you are seeing not crime happen.
That's true.
You don't have to do a crime.
You don't see an unmugged man.
So much not crime happening.
Looking through the window of a bank and seeing, oh my God, no one is robbing this bank.
Oh my God.
Right.
Can you, like, fuck, do you see this? Do you see
this? No one's robbing this bank. All right, I'll do it. Fine.
Is anyone going to do anything? No?
No one. It's a dog day afternoon and no one's robbing this bank?
I don't understand. You see that? No one's stealing candy from that child?
Yeah, that candy's unstolen.
Oh my God, that kid is just eating candy.
Yeah.
Wait, kid, did you steal it?
No.
Steal from supermarkets. They don't miss it.
They don't care. Even. Steal from a bank, child.
If it is a big chain, don't respect them. Respect the people working there because they're the under the boot.
Don't steal from mom and pop stores.
No. You see in a fucking...
Look, steal from a big supermarket and then give it.
Yeah.
Like, go in there and reverse steal to a mom and pop store.
I brought in some new stock.
That's weird.
These are obviously stolen goods. You gonna take the couch or not?
Okay.
Are we superheroes? What's happened to us? Well, I was gonna say, because I think that power set plays a huge part in here. So let's eliminate that completely and just say we're all billionaires, like a Batman or the Penguin or whatever.
Penguin's rich. Green Arrow.
Yeah.
Iron Man.
So King if you want, yeah, King Ping. Ping. If yeah. so, if you want to fight crime, you can make yourself a Joel suit, okay, with a Joel symbol on the front or whatever.
What is that?
Or we could make ourselves a Joel suit and rob a bank.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly. You're either firing a Joel grappling hook gun or a gun in the shape of a Joel.
Is that? So is a symbol, I was thinking, like, is it letters that make up Joel, or is it our face?
Let me tell you what I was picturing. Yeah. I was picturing a sort of fucked up armored gimp suit that is like a mold of your face over your face.
he's always smiling.
Yeah, I don't know. Wait, that's what immediately sprung to mind. And then your face on the front as well.
Oh, double face. Don't know which one to punch.
No, you can't see it. No ball gag, no visible mouth. Just like a black mold of your face over your face.
Okay.
You know?
Just like so featureless but black plastic.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was picturing. Yeah, yeah.
I imagined a big baby, like a big baby face for some reason. I don't know
okay.
why.
But the point is that it's not about if you can fly or your super strength. It's just you know, you've got...
So we didn't get hit by a radioactive bus, we just got rich.
You get hit by a bus full of money.
Okay. we got wrongfully hit by a bus.
Yeah, and you sued.
And we got a lot of money from that pay.
Yeah, the public transport system of Australia has been shut down because all of their wages went into our pockets.
Exactly.
And now you've had to sell the trains.
A cool $3 billion.
Yeah. Tell you what I don't like about the idea of being a superhero. Mm-hmm. Is that I feel like I will.
I just realized because you've removed the super part of this question and now you're going back to it.
Yeah. No, I just mean like even fighting crime like a Batman.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that
why don't you just give us super strength?
Okay, we can be super strong
because that makes more sense.
The bus was also radioactive.
It was a radioactive and you can bus, pick... and it was like bang. You now have the strength and speed of a bus.
Yeah. Okay. So we're fast and strong.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Yeah. So, but if I was a superhero, I feel like the rest of the superheroes are going to be judging my superheroing. Like, if I'm bad at it, they're going to...
How are you going to be bad at it, though?
Like, I missed the guy falling out of a building.
But then if you miss that, then they're also missing
I'm too
missing
slow
it.
To the mugging and a guy gets shot.
Oh, I've been shot right in the penis.
I'm here and I'm like, don't shoot that. Oh, he's running away. And then I'm like, what do you call it? Like I'm paralyzed by choice. Do I
choice
run
paralysis?
After him or help the guy? Are you going to be okay? No, I was shot.
Where? In the penis!
Can I leave? Have you called? Look, I'll be honest. I didn't take any basic...
Turn around, run away.
Or just like paralyzed.
Did you see my face? No?
All right, bye. Know first aid?
Then I become a villain.
I reckon I wouldn't know. I'd know how to do first aid, but unfortunately they don't teach you how to do first aid on a penis that's been shot.
Yeah, that's true.
I do CPR. He'll probably need CPR after a bit. Yeah.
Anyway, my name's Spider-Man. I'll see you later, and I'll zip off.
Then Spider-Man gets judged for letting the mugger shoot the guy.
That's true.
I think a lot of superheroes tend to get judged anyway by their own fellow cohorts.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. If I'm a villain... Who cares?
What are you talking about?
Are the other villains judging me?
Yes.
What?
Name, give me a villain, any villain.
Oswald Cobblepot, the Penguin.
Yeah, he gets mocked by other villains all the time.
Well, he was a bad choice because he's a horrible Penguin.
Okay, give me another one.
Hush. From Batman Hush.
I'm sure.
Well, he probably, because Hush is a full-on murderer, right?
Mm. Is it in most either DC or Marvel continuity, there is usually a bar that the villains go to.
Yes, true.
And so the villains tend to gather around and they will bitch about heroes, but also their fellow villains.
Okay.
And I think there's actually more camaraderie when it comes to super villains than superheroes, because there's no like bar for like heroes having a drink and having a bitch.
That's true.
Whereas I think as a villain, you'd have that.
Yeah.
I'm leaning towards a villain just because of the perks.
Yeah,
I think they're a bit better.
What perks? A bar? But you can, if you're a good guy.
The Hellfire Club?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good bar.
But you could probably go to Gotham Manor or whatever. Gotham,
no,
Wayne
he's
Manor.
Not inviting
you're going
me
to Wayne
in.
Manor. The best you have is the Justice League satellite. It's like a fucking school and a police academy all at the same time.
And I go there and I get to talk to, what, an angel or some shit? No,
what, Joel Dusha sitting there drinking his fucking juice and mac and cheese across from
also,
Green
you're just
Lantern.
You're a regular guy that's rich. You can just go to any bar.
And as strong and quick as a bus.
Yeah, but like, so supervillains, because a lot of supervillains just are supervillains.
Yeah.
Like Kingpin doesn't hide his face. He's just King. Kingpin.
Yeah.
So that's just his life now, where superheroes often have secret identities. So
okay.
You just hang out with your friends.
Yeah, I don't have any friends because I can't let them know about my secret life.
Yeah.
I gotta keep them at arm's length.
You gotta do like a whole like dual identity thing. Whereas at least
if I was a supervillain, I'd be like, Joel's. Would you?
Sure, I don't understand. Because, like, just tell your friends and be like, look, I'm going to let you know. I'm going to let you in on a huge secret.
Yeah.
You can't tell anyone because if word spreads, you're probably going to get shot in the head by
Please
one of my
tell me.
Don't tell whatever you do. Don't tell me.
I don't want to know.
Want to hear a dangerous secret?
No, I do not want to hear a dangerous secret.
All right, fine, fair enough.
Again, the risks of being like, so if you're a super villain, you also have the benefit of the people that you're fighting or that will stop you robbing that bank aren't going to kill you.
Yeah.
Whereas if I'm a superhero, I have that fear.
The risk of death is so much higher.
So much higher.
Absolutely.
And the risks of like the death of my loved ones also higher. Villains seem to be just like,
I think the risk of loved ones dying is higher as a supervillain. because you're just involved in shady shit.
I guess.
Not from superheroes. Superman's not going to kill your skeletonize your wife.
But the Penguin might skeletonize your wife to set an example.
But think about this situation. Okay, say I'm a supervillain.
Yeah.
Right?
Hard to imagine.
I just call myself Jackson. Okay, whatever. And I own the
Jackson the Freak.
Okay, I've been cruelly monikered by the people.
Old Jackson the Freak.
Batman lands in front of me, Jackson the Freak. What?
No, Jackson.
I actually look pretty normal. Quiet, you piece of shit out of me. But if I owned the Jackson Lounge, later known as the Freak Lounge, I suppose.
The Freak Hole.
The
Wet Freak Hole.
I didn't title it this.
Freak Hole.
Who put this sign up?
Yes.
What's happening?
It's Jackson the Freak and his freaks.
Well, I was going to say, so in this situation, say I let you in. I'm like, hey, you know the Freak Hole in the city?
Yeah. Love it.
That's my club.
Oh, cool.
I own it. And I'm,
why'd you name it that?
I actually didn't. I don't know. There was a miscommunication at some point. I really don't know what happened there. Something went really strange. I actually was going to call it the Jackson Lounge and at some point in the, it got changed to the Freak Hole. I don't know.
I thought it was called the Wet Freak Hole. Is
we finally got rid of the wet. We finally. It took us a long time to get the right ordinances or whatever. But anyway, but if I let you into that life, I can be like what I keep thinking is I'm like both named Joel.
Yeah.
Great goon names.
Yeah.
The two Joels. I put you out the front.
We have the same powers as you. Why do we want to be your goons?
Well, in this scenario, you don't. Okay.
So either way, I'd be like, goon sounds nice.
Yeah, well, like, that's what I mean. And I can pay you well. Yeah. I can give you body armor. I can really bring you into my world.
Sick.
Okay, so this is the thing that I think you're forgetting.
Sure.
Is that villains say this all the time, but they never actually do it.
Well, I would.
No, but that's like being like, well, superheroes don't hang out with other superheroes. Well, I would.
Well, no, but what I'm saying is I have the ability to, but as a superhero, if I'm like, guys,
you can open a bar as a superhero, why not?
It's not about opening a bar. It's about letting you into my life and supporting you financially with my crimes.
Yeah.
As a gesture of my affection.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As a superhero, what can I do?
You can open a bar and...
No, because the thing is, though, again, it comes down
Superman
to...
Superman could open a bar just called Superman.
Then he's not fighting crime. He's not a superhero.
It's about the, like,
but he's quick. He can do both.
But it's about the ethos, right?
Yeah.
It's about the whole concept where it's like, well, I have my powers, right? And then I'm going to use them for good, and I'm not going to benefit from them any way, shape, or form in terms of like a monetary reward.
Well, what if you just don't pay yourself?
Whereas a villain will.
Yeah.
And again, look at every single job, I guess, that most superheroes have. They don't really have to do with their superpowers.
Absolutely.
Because again, it almost feels like if I am doing that, it's kind of I'm exploiting that aspect. Yeah.
Whereas if I open the Freak Hole lounge,
the Freak Hole lounge,
I make money off it.
Yep.
It's all I do with my life.
Then you're not a supervillain.
Yes, it's an illegal lounge. Yeah. We do crimes in there.
Yeah, he's the head
what
of
I'm saying is that like Dusha, and it seems like you want to be a superhero.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I just think that I feel like that this is just one of those classic situations where you're like, it's fine, I can do this, but if I look at the other side, I can't actually do that because I've just decided.
I just think, if I'm like super strength, like super strong and super fast, even just being a henchman for like, say, Jackson, and not letting you know that I have powers might actually be good. Because I'd fly under the radar.
I don't like this.
Well, because I'd just be like, oh yeah, I'll be your henchman. I get paid, nice cushy job. All I got to do is be a bouncer, and
then you realize that Jackson's
fine.
Doing less than you and whatever. Getting all the money.
Yeah, but I'm getting some money.
Yeah, I'm paying you.
Joel Zammit would be happy in that role. My ass. Oh, this guy's doing significantly less than me and earning 20
I'm
times
doing
my wage.
I'm running a criminal empire.
What crimes are you doing?
We're doing murders.
How are you benefiting financially?
Racketing, exploitation,
yeah.
Smuggling.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So these are crimes. That's good. Murder, not a good one to earn money from. More a threat.
Yeah. Well, we ransoms, kidnapping,
a lot of stuff. But yeah, as a bouncer, and I'm just like, well, I got superpowers. I don't think I got to do much with them. I just got to sit there. I'm actually earning a decent wage. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
I guess if you want to fly under the radar and just earn money, but also not go. I guess go to bed at night and be like, man,
9 to 5, whatever. Yeah. It's good. Or in this case, like maybe a 5 to 9.
Yeah.
But like, you know, when Batman comes and he, like, punches me in the face, I'd be like, oh, it hurts!
hurt. Oh, well,
yeah,
no.
I guess you're not in as much danger. Yeah, that's true.
And then Superman comes along and you die.
Well, why would he be punching a goon? That's not Superman.
Superman throws fucking goons hell, Superman. All the time.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, you can't say fucking hell, Superman, as he punches your guts.
Ooh, Superman, what the hell?
I'm in the panic room. Okay. I'm out of here. I see Zama get punched. I'm like, oh, no.
I don't know. It's just weird. Like, I just feel like that, like...
I get, but it the just, trick yeah. is that a superhero, even though they could open a bar, they're probably not going to.
See, here's the thing. I think that you're...
Or they could, but they'd have to split their time between the bar and fighting crime.
It just feels like you can be a... You can be
no
a
one's
part-time
been a part-time
villain.
Yeah, but you can absolutely be a part-time hero. Just no one's done it before.
Well, again, I just don't think they can be a part-time
it's easy.
Hero.
Who cares?
It's just not.
This, okay, we live
because
in a city.
The ethos and like kind of that whole concept of like why you are a hero kind of prevents you from doing these other things. It's why Spider-Man always has a shitty life.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't, I have to be a hero 24/7.
He's leaning too heavily on great responsibility. Mm. You can only do so much.
Well, I agree, which is where it's just kind
so
of...
So you open a bar, if that's what's good.
Yeah.
Because you're bringing joy to people by doing that.
Sure.
So that is great responsibility.
For me, it's just a good base of operations for the crimes, but
For you, you're just painting a target on your back, because now if I want to go beat up Jackson, I know he'll be in the free
And hole. I get thrown in Gotham like jail for like a week, and then I'm out again.
And then you come back out, and Joker's boys have burnt down the free car.
And I'm like, I'll have my day. And I go down into the sewers or whatever. Yeah. I know. I'm in part of the beautiful dance that
actually,
is Gotham City.
Actually, that's a good point. If you're in Gotham City, Joker's gang are just hitting you with bats constantly.
Yeah. But that's part of the parcel. Yeah. I'm accepting
war
it. Yeah.
In Gotham.
Sometimes I'm in charge, sometimes he's in charge.
I feel like that if it's UV Joker, there's no times you're ever in charge.
Sometimes I'm not in charge, you know?
Sometimes I'm actively being hit with bats, other times I'm not.
Yeah, so... Yeah.
But there's always a risk.
Yeah, but that's okay. That's something
I'm willing. But yeah, like part-time superhero. Or alternatively, just a superhero that's like, yeah.
Then you
become
a villain.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do. If you, you just shrug. You're like, oh, whatever. That means you've passed a crime and you've been like,
No. I'm not passing a crime. Okay. I feel like if there's something I can do at that moment, I will stop it. But I'm not flying straight up, I guess I'm quick, running laps of the city looking for crimes.
Yeah, so you're saying that...
Okay, you have... Let's say you got...
roster crime-fighting times, but I just make sure I change them every week so villains don't know.
Okay, let's say you are about... You have a bar. You've bought one. That's because
the bar's become central to this concept.
You've bought a bar. You're going to run this bar. This is your bar. This is your livelihood. Yeah. This is what you want to do. And so you are running to open up the bar, and you see a crime, but you have to open up because, you know, that's when the bar opens.
You get your rummies. You get your drunk.
Do you know how easy it would be to open a bar 10 minutes late because I beat
out
of a guy?
No, because this is like another hero or a villain. And
clearly don't
time.
Go to bars. Let me tell you. Okay, bars open, close whenever they want.
All right, it's an hour's gone by. You like, I'm getting the shit kicked out of me and I still haven't opened.
Sorry, that's fine. Just I would have employees.
I don't know.
A bar manager. Hey, man.
I'm going to be late.
I'm late, but I own the bar, so you can't be
shitty.
So
you're making a phone call as you're getting the shit kicked out of you?
No, when I see the thing, I'd send a text. Who cares? It's easy. Or call them while I'm getting the shit kicked out of me. Yeah, I'm a superhero.
Call
who
them
cares?
While you're getting the shit kicked
out of you. Don't worry about the noise. I'll be in later. Ooh!
Yeah, the villains know you own a bar.
Yeah, so? Superheroes know Jackson owns a bar. It's the same shit.
Yeah.
It's more dangerous, though.
Well,
no, I don't know if it's more dangerous. I just think it's you've split your time.
Yeah.
Even if you split your time equally... You can't do both at 100. You're gonna half ass one of them, which is fine.
I think
if that's what you're willing
to
do,
to be honest.
Well, yeah. Well, you can like quarter ass one and then three quarter ass the other.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, and I feel like this is something that's never explained in comics, and you seem to really be struggling to get a grasp of. I just won't fight crime every night.
Yeah.
Obviously, in my night to night life, if I encounter crime, I will fight crime. But I'm not going to be on the patrol.
It just
in the
feels
city.
Like you're not really a superhero. You're just a guy with powers.
Yeah,
yeah. And that was.
But it's a hero.
I'm doing the third option.
I'm doing heroic things. That you can't say that you can be not a villain sometimes and that still counts, and therefore not be. Well, because I'm always a hero.
Yeah, and I suppose. But if I'm not, because I kind of see what Dusha means. If one night I decide to just take the night off from doing villainy.
Yeah.
I mean, am I all of a sudden a good guy?
Well, no.
Yeah, well, and if Dusha
feel like Superman or someone will come down
Superman
and be like,
fucks off into space all
you?
The time.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he walks across America.
Yeah, I got to do the fucking, I had the space shit to deal with.
Yeah, I got bar shit to deal with.
You'd be judged more, I feel.
Yeah, I don't think it makes Dushan not a superhero, but it makes you a very unique superhero that I think would cop a lot of shit from the other superheroes. Yeah. There would be judgment within the superhero community.
They'll be like, where were you? I'll be like, working. Where were you?
They'll be like, well, I work at the Daily Planet and I still manage to save the day all the time.
What happens during crimes during the day? Like, if during the... You've started work at
night. I'd leave work and go take care of them.
So how is that any different to me opening? I work at night. That's the only difference.
Well, you don't leave the bar to go fight crime. You take time off.
No, but if there is crime.
Yeah. You leave the bar?
Well, if it's outside. Like, if I see
if it's outside the bar.
Oh, yeah. Like,
that's just your responsibility as a bar, not as a superhero.
Even if you were a superhero.
Don't you know with great power comes great responsibility?
And I'll be like, also.
You're beginning that speech so much by other heroes.
I'll be like, hey, Batman. Hey, Spider-Man and Superman, you know how you can float around the city, basically? Yeah. I can't do that. I'm a ground.
You are as quick as a bus and as strong as a bus. You're telling me you don't have the time and the ability to zip around?
I can't be at work, find out there is crime, and fly, disappear into the bathroom.
Batman doesn't even have powers and he doesn't.
Batman, it does exactly what I'm doing.
Why are you owning a bar?
Batman is a good example, actually. Batman just
the moment a crime happens, Batman's out of Bruce Wayne, though, and into Batman.
Yeah.
Never in Batman's life is he Bruce Wayne-ing and he hears a crime happening and he's like, I'm in the middle
of a gala. Yeah, but I also...
I've got 5 more minutes of Bruce Wayne-ing and then I'll be a
But then also, no, fair like enough, said, you're right, because if you do see a crime in the middle of your regular life, you go out and fight it. But...
Batman isn't on patrol during the day.
But Batman's a terrible Bruce Wayne. Yeah. He half-asses his Bruce Wayne life, and it's all in service of being Batman.
Yeah.
So if your bar is in service of you being bus man,
I just think, like, I mean, with clever staffing, it won't really matter. You can own a bar and only work, like, 2 or 3 nights.
Why even own the bar, then?
I want to own a bar. I got a busload of money. Why do you want to own a bar?
I mean, you could own the bar in terms of just, like, it is an investment that you don't really do. Like, that's, like, how you could...
I got to get off the ground first.
But I guess the question is, why... I still don't know, why are you a superhero?
Yeah.
Like, you've managed to own a bar and fight crime.
You gave me a choice between a villain or a hero, and a villain is a worse choice. I picked hero.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Joel Zammit here from either the podcast you're currently listening to or some other podcast like, let's say, I don't know, Baseless Speculation, rudely interrupting your good times to tell you about another podcast I do called Baseless Speculation. Do you often find yourself looking at a new Spider-Man trailer and thinking to yourself, oh, I wonder how Sony are going to shit the bed on this one? Or perhaps you're a big fan of X-Men and will ponder how they would even show the Krakoan era of mutants on the silver screen. Or maybe there's some news that some fucking guy is going to play Mario in the upcoming film Mario about that plumber Mario and his brother Luigi. And you think to yourself, I wonder what they're going to do there. Why do these plumbers keep jumping on turtles? Us. So we made a show about it where we baselessly speculate on upcoming films, TV shows, and more. So join me and my beautiful co-hosts, Jackson Bailey and Joel Dusha, who you might know from either this very podcast or another, on Baseless Speculation. Available on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon are doing a podcast thing now. You can find us there if you'd like. Google? They have Google Podcasts now. Really, there's never been a better time to search for podcasts, especially ones called Baseless Speculation.
Okay, but there's no like desire to like the. There's no benefits you see to being a superhero. Only negatives to being a supervillain.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's fair enough. I guess. Yeah.
Look, if this was a different episode where it was like, would you become a superhero or a supervillain, or simply do nothing with your powers? I'd be like, yes, I will take the third one. Yeah, I will live. A regular guy alive that just benefits from having powers.
I am just makes also my, strong.
Makes my life easier.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'd do the nothing option and just be like, sick. I would just, how but, will this improve my
Oh, I would probably,
life?
Yeah, I would stop any crimes I saw.
I don't know if I would.
Yeah, I probably would.
I might like, I don't know.
Depends what the crime is. If they're stealing from a supermarket, I'd help.
Oh yeah. It's funny.
Robbing a bank, maybe, I'd help. I won't miss it.
But you know, you could just be both my goons and get exactly the lives you wanted. We rob Walmarts all the time.
But like, what kind of crimes would I be able to see and do?
Also,
and
Jackson's
stop?
Gotten off so lightly here because he's simply just been like, yeah, I just sit in the freak hole and
no,
I do murders
we'll
or whatever.
We'll give him what for in a sec.
I've flown under the radar.
He hasn't yet. That's, come on, we're giving him enough rope. I'm just trying to work out that kind of thing. Like, yeah, it's just what crimes could you stop or would you stop? Like on a scale.
Muggings, probably.
Would you stop a mugging?
Yeah.
How would you...
Hey, idiot, with the knife. And then they turn around to look at me and I'm like, fuck you. And then they come and try and mug me.
And then you just run them over.
I just pick them up and throw them straight up in the air.
I punch them in the tailbone. That's my signature move.
It's not my ass, but it's near my ass, and it hurts.
It hurts quite
you
a bit.
You exploded my coccyx.
Yeah, I'm the coccyx killer.
C-O-C-C-Y-X. That's how you spell it.
He's
a villain.
I'm a bad guy. That's how I kill people. When I have to.
I just feel like if you're throwing a person up, and then they land, then they...
I catch them.
Okay. It just seems that there are certain, like... scrutinies as a superhero.
Yeah.
What would a normal superhero do with a mugging?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, Spider-Man like flips him and then they, you know.
What is, yeah, but.
Superman might pick him up, chuck him in jail.
And then like, you know, wraps him up to a lamppost.
What
and
does
the
Flash
cops kind of fucking hate him.
Flash probably picks him up, takes him to jail.
No, he's quick.
Yeah, like, it depends because if you're like basically assaulting someone and even if they are also assaulting someone.
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
They would stand up in court, whatever.
I don't know if it would.
It absolutely would.
Because again.
If I see. Because it.
Now, in Con Air.
Yes.
Nicolas Cage goes to jail because he's a Marine and his whole body, I think.
His fists are classified as lethal weapons. So self defense doesn't count.
Yeah, so as a radioactive bus man.
Unfortunately, the Con Air rules are exclusive to Con Air.
But also, it wouldn't matter because if I saw a mugging and I was super strong and super quick. I just picked the guy up till the mugging was over, till the guy ran away, and then dropped the guy down and fuck off. Maybe I'd take his phone off him and get his details and take it to the cops and be like, I saw this guy doing a mugging or whatever. Yeah. I'd have a body cam too, you know, so that I could take it
like,
to,
it's
you know.
Not much I could do. Like, again, I'd be
throw
kind
him
of
into
limited.
A bush, whatever.
Well,
and then he's got the fear of me in him.
And a bush? Fear of
I feel like if you go to mug someone, then all of a sudden you're in the air and landing in a bush. You're not going to try it again.
Or you just get good at knocking people out with one punch.
I just like just slapping the knife or gun out of their hand is probably my go-to. Like, no!
Because I mean, like,
it's too dangerous because it can go off.
See, the thing is, because I wouldn't be trying to, I'm not trying to get the guy arrested. I'm not a cop.
Exactly.
I was just trying to stop the mugging happening.
Yeah,
that's true.
That would be my goal. And I think
I
could
do
that.
Well, if I'm super fast, I could grab the person
who's
being.
Boss.
Yeah, that's pretty fast.
It's not that fast.
It's like, what, 100 and what?
It's faster 20? Than a human, but
so if I could grab the person that's being mugged and remove them from the situation, and the person's mugging nothing.
Exactly.
Hey, nice mugging, dickhead.
What are you mugging? The mugger's like looking down at his gun.
You mugging the air, you fucking idiot. You're the biggest fucking idiot in this town.
I swear there was a guy. I don't see anybody.
I just see one fucking idiot mugging the fresh air.
I promise. I thought I... Oh, dude.
You fucked in the head.
Can I mug you? No, I'm out of here. And then you run away. Yeah, quick. And he's like, am I going insane?
So, it just seems I'm either under too much scrutiny as a superhero.
Mm.
And no matter what it is, because you can have that whole thing where it's
but
like...
But also,
you know,
I don't care if I'm under scrutiny.
Yeah, like, but like, again, you are under so much pressure... In terms of like doing good, doing this all the time, that there's really like you have to kind of bat 100.
Here's the thing, people that are under scrutiny for being a superhero and it weighs on them are the ones that are fully committed to being a superhero and are like, I can't do it. Where if I'm 4 days a week superheroing and they're like, oh, this, where was he tonight? I'm like, if I see that news report, I'm like, I don't feel bad.
Check
I was
the roster. Yeah. Oh my God, can somebody get down to Douche's section of town? Oh wait, no. He's working tonight. That's yeah, right, yeah, of course. Right.
Yeah.
Judged by the superhero community, but if you don't care about it, whatever. You don't care about it,
I guess. Does Daredevil just leave halfway through court cases? I don't think so.
I don't know.
Just Daredevil at night, right? Which is the opposite of me.
But Daredevil's kind of, I guess he's trying to do good through the court system. Yeah,
and I'm trying to do good through both. Social things.
Are you going to be like the barkeep and you'd be like, look, tell me about your problems? Yeah, I really want to mug someone. Have you heard of maybe don't mug them?
Would you like to come into the back room?
Yeah, I'm like, you can practice mugging me and then I break their arms.
I'm boss man.
Then that makes you a villain.
That's fine. It's a good trick.
The guy was talking about mugging. You just broke his arms. Hey.
Not going to mug anyone now.
I was a little drunk. I didn't know. You broke my arm.
Spitballing ideas.
Yeah, you're getting arrested, dude.
For what?
Breaking a man's arms.
You really think the police are going to believe a drunk versus a man who wanted to respect
the drunk with broken arms?
That man right there did it in the back room just there. All the other people at the bar are like, yeah, we saw it happen.
Do you have security cameras?
I'm cleaning the glass. He fell over.
Can we check your tapes?
No. Yeah, you actually can't. I think you broke this man's arms. Sir, officer, I own a bar.
Don't you know that I, a bar owner, could never commit such a crime?
Oh, officers, I would never do it. You put on your mask. I'm boss man. And they're like, are you the superhero that's here 4 days a week? Do you know how much crime happens on a Friday? All of the criminals schedule their crimes for Friday because they know you won't be here.
Yeah, but that's what I was saying at the start. Yeah. I change my roster every week.
That's true.
So there's no consistency to fighting crime. Yeah.
But they always know there's a chance you won't be out.
Yeah, which is good, because then there's also a chance I am. So then they have to risk it. And if I'm crime fighting 4 days a week, there's more of a chance I am actually out.
I guess that's something that somehow all of Gotham's criminals are always saying, where they're like, hey, is the bat out tonight? Yeah. Where, like, even though he is every single night. And I don't know,
is he? Is Batman actually out every single
night?
Well,
no, because there are times when they can do crimes, so then they kind of risk it.
Yeah, so Batman doesn't even fight crime every night. So maybe lay off me, hey? Yeah. And he's fucking dedicated, and I'm not.
I
lazily going about it.
Yeah. You kind of have a foot in both, like, doing nothing and being a superhero. Yeah. So let's go whole, like, you know, we'll take option three off the table.
Okay.
And you got to basically go whole ass into either superheroing or supervillainy.
Go full whole ass into superheroing simply because you would get the perks of being, provided you go whole ass and don't try and do something fucking stupid like trying to hold down a full-time job at the same time.
Yeah.
You'd be a good superhero and therefore people would be kind to you and give you shit.
Yeah, that's fair.
Good shit, not bad shit. So not give you shit as in like, hey, fuckhead in the sky.
So you're saying that you're becoming a superhero for like
the perks, yes.
So someone gives you like a free washing machine and you're like, this is why I do it.
I do it for the
this
people.
This is why I get up in the morning.
Hell, but also the perks.
Like you just like get up in the morning, put on your tights, sponsored by Samsung.
If Samsung want to reach out and sponsor me personally, I will accept.
Well, I mean, like,
I'll throw my iPhone in the sea and I will get a Samsung.
It makes me think of like when we said, you know, what other job could Spider-Man do? And we're like, you're right. If you're going to whole ass it, you need to make the whole thing your career.
Yeah.
So I think no one would judge you if you were sponsored by Samsung. Fair enough. Yeah, you got to make some cash.
I kind of agree there.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah. And if someone's like, why are you sponsored? I'm like, do you want to give me a home? And then if they say yes, I'm like, well, I've ditched the sponsorship. Yeah. Thank you for the house. And next week I have another sponsorship because I need to pay my bills.
Is Samsung giving you a house?
That's a pretty lucrative deal. But if you were sponsored by, again, I think I say if you're sponsored by Samsung, you'd have to be like, oh, it's not like Joel Mann, it's Joel Dusha. You'd have to have like no secret identity.
I would have, because they would only be sponsored. They don't give a shit about my civilian life. They're not going to sponsor me.
Well, but they'd have to know who you are.
No.
Yeah.
Just make the.
Have
you not seen Batman and Robin? I can get a credit card that simply says the boss man.
Yeah, okay. Well, it'd be kind of like with like Disney and other corporations. Like you'd have to be they would have like an internal, like, this is how you need to behave.
Yeah.
Especially in public.
The fucking.
So it would be kind of like.
You work, yeah, for podcast sponsorship maybe, but no, for me as not, a superhero.
You think they'd be like, do what you like, buddy. Yeah.
Well, they would be like, hey, if you kill a guy,
yeah,
we're termin- that's yeah. grounds to termination.
They'd be like, yeah, we need you enough. To mention Samsung phones at least 4 times a day.
And do you know, see, I have the power to be like.
Yes.
Or no.
And then you're out in your ass. You don't have a Samsung don't, sponsorship.
You don't have a Samsung fine. House.
That's fine. And then I'll just be like, yeah, they. I just put. They don't want to fuck with me because you don't want a superhero being. Imagine a superhero comes out and is like Disney or evil.
Yeah, well, yeah, but that you what? Could just say that anyway.
What?
When they're like, if "What
I'm,
do you mean?"
I'm
and you're
watching
like,
"TV," and then Busman, former sponsored by Disney, no longer sponsored by Disney. Him going, "Oh, Disney's evil." I mean, like, well, first off, it's a corporation, of course. Secondly, yeah, of course, you're going to say that. You just got dropped by them, you big like, loser.
No. But it wouldn't. No, because like,
I'm you not, killed a man.
No, but that's what I mean. Like, I wouldn't agree to a sponsorship unless.
What? You could kill a man?
No, well,
sounds like villainous behavior
no,
to me.
No, not if I could kill a man, but you were saying that they'll be like, you have to mention Samsung 4 yeah, times yeah. or whatever.
And you'd be like, no.
No, and then they'd be like, well, fine.
So
I'm
how
like,
are
well,
you making money while you're superheroing waiting for that key sponsorship that's yeah. going to fund your life?
Yeah. Well, I just think
every
that like-
Every time you save someone, give me $5.
I charge a rate. just trying to think, like- It'd be stuff I could do at the same time. It could probably make money. Maybe mm-hmm. just film at the same time, make YouTube videos, yeah. monetize yeah, cool. that. Cool,
That's if it comes.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
Like, putting a body camera on as you're like, say, you know, zipping by the city yeah. and kind of like hot, you know, 4K. Have you ever wanted to experience Melbourne going at the speed of bus?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's kind that's of cool, cool, I suppose. Yeah.
It's like an 8-hour long. Yeah. There's like pauses in between where you punch a man.
10K views or something. Not bad, yeah. but it's like.
Earn like $17. Yeah. Like, oh, that's a good start. Like, actually, maybe have a Patreon.
Yeah.
But I mean, maybe, oh, I could have a Patreon.
You could.
Patreon's not a bad one.
Patreon's a good idea. I mean,
it's
again,
great for a superhero.
Again, a Patreon would only be an issue if I did something bad, which is fair enough, because if I did something bad, I would need to face consequences.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And if financially.
If I get 1,000 patrons, I promise I will punch the lollipop out of a small child's mouth. I will never get this. I will never get this. Oh, no.
Oh,
that was
shit.
A joke, guys.
It was a joke goal.
Oh, my God. Busman punches small child's lollipop.
I had to for my patrons.
I made a promise.
Hey, if I get 2,000 Patreon subscribers, I'm going to head to the free call and turn Jackson inside out from his mouth.
I'm like on my computer. Look at my goons, Abbott. You saying this?
That's
Can
right.
he say this?
He's never going to get to Okay, no, he's got 1,500.
Is he allowed to actually
Boss,
do this?
Is he allowed to threaten my life? Is we he allowed might- to say he's going to come in here and turn me inside out?
We might need to up security at the free call, guys.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep monitoring. I'll set an alarm when it hits to like 1,800 or
How
something.
How long until that giant shark we were going to get to put in the pool gets here?
6 weeks?
It's a while away, Jackson. It's hard to get a shark into New York.
Yeah. Surely he won't get 2,000 in 6 weeks.
No way.
I'm just like floating around the free call at like... 1,900 patrons.
Scrolling, refreshing on your phone.
Hey, how's business?
Have you seen
above
my
board?
See my patrons?
It's going to be arrive at the time that they're moving the giant shark through the... Like I've had to move everybody out. All the tables are up against the side.
Just wheeling a jacket. What's he on, boss?
I don't know. Get that shark in there. Put it in the big tank, and then I'll be over the big tank. We'll figure it's gonna be all right.
Okay. Give it the bus man some side eye,
and like it goes over to however many thousand. I'm like, oh, the shark gets kind of dumped. Kind of slides into the border or whatever, but like
he's paying way too much attention to like Busman's Twitter as opposed to like where you're gonna lay out the shark tank
into a wall. Shark dies. You just collect me.
Hey, I got
2,000. You're like, oh, maybe we can put the shark back. Busman goes through the shark into
oh,
you.
Fuck.
sorry, boss.
You're like, why do you even have a shark? What's your theme?
Also,
oh,
what's
I
your
thought
plan?
The natural enemy of a bus was a shark.
I don't know. I didn't expect to be your supervillain, bro. Okay.
I thought, you know, let's fight against a bus. Can't do good in water.
I'm just trying out different themes. Yeah. We got the shark. I got these laser beams.
Anyway,
you know?
You gotta understand that for my patrons, I gotta turn you inside out now. Yeah,
that's pretty villainous
that's
behavior,
up,
dude.
And if the people love it, then I guess I'm just a punisher.
I'm too strong to die from it, I think. Well, you've given me my theme, I guess. The freak hole makes more sense now.
He's inside out.
They start calling me freak hole. God damn it.
It's wet freak from the freak hole.
He's wet because he's inside out.
He got peeled.
Actually had the name first.
My patron's like, I thought it was going to kill him, but we're kind of glad it didn't. You've just disfigured him and created a supervillain. But now you've got an arch nemesis. Patron numbers will probably go up.
Yeah, that's true. And I feel like I'll gather some legitimacy.
Joker probably stop hitting you with bats.
He's like, I don't want to see what happens when the bat hits your inside out skin.
Yeah, I don't want to. Gross up my pristine bat.
Fair enough.
It's definitely going to leave a mark on your bat.
You don't want that.
I could get like inside out goons. Inside out hounds, you know?
Making like right way gun, like ray guns, so that people can you peel them and then unpeel them.
Yeah. It's kind of weird for me to take a thing you did to me and then make it my theme and do it to others. Yeah, but I will.
If I have to be peeled and inside out, then the rest of the world should be.
Yeah. I'm gonna peel the world.
I'm wet freak.
I'm gonna peel Gotham. That's my promise. Yeah, that's funny as well. If I'm like, douche's left, the shark's dead, I'm peeled, and I'm like, well, I gotta peel everyone now, and you're like, I'm just going to put it by 2 weeks. Guess I found my theme, huh, Zamet? We'll be peeled.
What about we just get like a costume that looks like I'm inside?
I don't have to be peeled, right?
Right, because I'm your...
For everyone to look the same, people need to peel you.
If I was my right-hand man and my frontal goon, you definitely have to be peeled.
Are you? And then I run away like, he had powers the whole fucking time.
Oh, my God. Probably would have been hard to... Well, it probably would have worked peeling him. Everyone else we peel just fucking dies. So.
This is actually more upsetting.
Damn it.
Could have gotten away with it.
It hurts to walk.
I miss when I was right way in.
Yeah, so it's...
So I'm not respected by the community for being a hero, but at least I'm not inside out.
Yeah, well, I'm not respected by the community for being a villain.
And I'm on the lam.
Nobody even knew about that.
Definitely picked that big...
So I think today what we've learned is with great power does come great responsibility, but you don't have to use it.
You can do what you want.
Do what you like. Really? That's the best option. Number three.
I feel like, not going whole ass on the heroes, not going whole ass on the villain. Yeah, choosing the nothing option.
Yeah,
it's better to half ass.
Yeah. Superhero, supervillain, or just a guy.
Because both of them come with like such like pressure and expectations.
Because
even as a villain, you do have that responsibility.
Absolutely.
To be a villain.
I gotta be bad.
And you can't just be like a run of the mill like mugger.
No.
You got powers, so you gotta do like super crimes.
I gotta learn how to run a mafia too.
Yeah, because also like, and then if you try and go straight or you get sick of it, then you just get whacked.
Yeah, I don't wanna be whacked. That's fair.
Sometimes a hero comes in and turns you inside out.
What about... as like a third sneaky, like maybe a fourth sneaky. So become a supervillain, whatever. But then like just commit a crime and then just go to jail.
Okay. Inmate mode.
So just serve a prison sentence.
Yeah, but make sure I'm always in prison. I don't want to deal with the rest.
Charles Bronson approach.
Yeah. Okay.
A crime, rob a bank maybe, and then realize you love prison so much so you keep beating up everyone.
Oh, no, I hope they don't arrest me.
And then doing shits in your cell.
So you've given up on
pain with
regular life.
Yeah. Because I got no like superheroes trying to kill me.
No,
Chopper Reed also do that?
Maybe.
No, because he wanted to get out of prison at the end.
Yeah. So you've traded like the threat of death for eternal prison.
That's true.
But if that's something you're willing to do, then that's still a win.
You go too far, get given the chair.
Ah,
damn it. But you don't...
But I'm fast. I can run all ways.
Or you just become electricity man or whatever.
Oh,
fuck. That's much better than being inside out. I'm jealous.
Yeah.
I'll give myself the chair die.
Wet meat made him real
conductive. Damn.
His last words are, I'm crispy now.
I think if I was an electric man, I would just hang out in the power lines and that's it. Again, I really just want to lay low for some reason. I just want to be like, not on anyone's radar. Because, yeah, I reckon if you're a villain going into like a super villain prison, bad. But if I was like regular strength, like super strength and all that, went to regular prison, I don't know.
You'd be in charge of the prison. That's true.
I'd be a big fish in a little pond.
Yeah.
As opposed to just, you know, like a little
regular
fish
in a regular sized pond. That is an option.
Definitely just under the radar.
Try and coast.
Maybe Uncle Ben should have simply said, "You say it best when you say, well, what you do it best when you do nothing at all."
Yeah,
which is, I think, is a Ronan Keaton song with slightly altered lyrics.
Yeah, that is what he should have said.
As he died.
Including the last bit. I think that's a Ronan Keaton song with altered lyrics.
Sometimes the best thing, Peter, is to do nothing.
Yeah,
yeah. You say it best.
Uncle Ben, what are you doing?
You say nothing at all.
So he's got to say nothing?
No, but I meant do.
So I become a silent.
What?
Uncle you Ben? Do it
crime
best.
Fighter.
He comes with, you do it best when you do nothing at all.
Do nothing is what I'm saying.
Oh, I was going to be a.
Don't use the powers you have.
I thought it was going to be
a. Just be a regular guy.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, if you see, I'm dying. If you see a regular guy and they're just extra strong or whatever, you're like, oh, that guy's strong, and you don't think about it.
Yeah.
Are you faking dying?
I've been showing the guards.
It's just taking a long time.
And you're clearly fucking stupid, so you're not listening to my final words.
Yeah, how's it not getting through your dense skull?
But you started singing. If you say nothing, it just confused me.
Why did you sing it?
Did you hear it on the radio?
I've been shot in my uncle
Call
guts.
Call the police.
Or an ambulance, get preferably.
I'm fucking dying. I need to get this lesson out
Uncle
of
you. Guts are weak to bullets.
I'm Uncle Guts. I'm Uncle Guts, Peter, okay? What were his last words? Well, man, he started saying that he was Uncle Guts.
He kept saying that Uncle Guts are weak to bullets. Also, was he a Ronan Keaton fan?
I mean, he was trying to impart a message, but like, he just kept calling himself Uncle Guts.
You know, for his 55th birthday, did you give him like a CD?
Yeah, because he kept singing his song.
May, I'm going to be honest with you, he didn't say anything.
It's quiet as a church mouse. We don't know what his last words would have been.
He looked at me and he said,
"Just he died.
Nothing.
Yeah, he just went to heaven."
If I was like, you know, you say it, but does that song mean anything to you?
Ring any bells?
You say
no.
Best.
What about the name Uncle Guts?
Yeah. Was that maybe like a hidden? Was that a special Uncle Guts? Uncle Guts?
No.
Maybe he was just going insane from the pain. I'm thinking now.
He definitely didn't say anything. Don't worry about it.
He's actually silent.
His last words were, "I love you, May."
Tell Aunt May I love her.
Yep, that's.
Love from Uncle Guts.
So I hope. Very sorry for your. Sorry for my uncle.
I'm sad too.
I'm sad Uncle Ben
is dead.
He's dead. Yeah.
Anyway, I'm gonna go fight crime.
I'm gonna go fight crime with a very confused message rolling around in my head.
Actually just go to bed and lie down.
Stop, Green Goblin, or you'll be punched by Nephew Guts.
Little Guts.
I'm Little Guts, and I'm here to stop crime.
You say it best.
You
say nothing.
You
know that he shoots him in the guts with a gun. Yeah.
Why are you doing this?
I don't know. I don't know.
Little Guts, we could have ruled the city together.
Let me tell you how this happened for me. So you're currently probably in a very similar state to my uncle was. So basically, I copped this. You say it best when you say nothing at all. But I meant do.
What?
I've been shot in my Uncle Guts.
I'm Uncle Guts. And then Green Goblin's like, I'm also Uncle Guts. And he dies, and Peter's just even more confused. He's like, is that a thing that happens when middle-aged men get shot in the guts?
Are you an uncle? Normal?
It's too late.
Go to Harry.
Harry, I'm Uncle Guts.
Harry, did Norman have, like, any siblings?
Yeah, was he
what you'd call an
Uncle.
I'm going to say two words to you, Harry. You tell me this means
anything. We're going to play a word association game. When I say Uncle Guts, you say...
What? Fuck.
Shit. That's okay. You said what? I guess I'll say who?
What? Spider-Man goes around shooting middle-aged men in the guts to see if he can repeat it. Becomes a real menace.
He's like, every person I shoot in the guts, they end up saying, I'm Uncle Guts. And then I got to go to their family member and ask. Some of them don't. They're not uncles.
I don't know what it means.
Some of them aren't uncles. If there were uncles, I'd understand. But some of them aren't uncles. Some of them aren't even like...
Do they become uncles when they're shot in the guts?
Some of even like the women, they're like, I'm Uncle Guts.
I'm Uncle Guts, yeah.
But you're an aunt, Guts. But they're not even aunts.
This will all come full circle when Spider-Man, as in Spider-Man Ultimate, gets shot in the guts. And his final words will be like, oh, I get it now. Whoa. I am Uncle Guts.
He looks, yeah, he looks up. He sees like the
Miles Morales.
The sky just like parked, like a
welcome, Uncle Guts,
blinding white light. Like several different angels, all with their big fucking wings. And he's just like, ah, Uncle Guts. And then he dies.
Yeah. Miles Morales is like, what the fuck? I gotta be new Guts.
What the fuck does Uncle Guts mean? It's a real curse.
Why did little Guts, did he shoot webbing out of his arms and could crawl like a bug?
Why did he call himself Little Guts? Yeah. And now he says he's Uncle Guts.
And then he kept Guts. In the guts.
Yeah, I imagine when he sees heaven, he sees all the uncles he's killed.
Yeah. And they're
welcome
all smiling.
Uncle Heaven. Your Uncle Guts.
Rubbing their tummies. Welcome to heaven.
You get it now, don't you?
You're Uncle Guts. And he's like, I'm Uncle Guts.
I'm Uncle Guts. Uncle Guts. Uncle Guts.
And then off he goes to heaven. Yeah. So I think that answered today's question.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. If you're confused about the first 45 minutes of the episode, I reckon the last 5 to 10 probably settled it for you.
Yeah.
So... on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been Uncle Guts.
Yeah, well, many ways.
It's all fine.
Aren't we all Uncle Guts?
In many ways.
Hey, did you love Dinosaur Park? The whole dinosaur saga, even. Well, did you know that just as the Joels wrap up their adventures in the vast reaches of space, a brand new adventure has begun? And the very same night that the Joels entered Dinosaur Park, Jackson's good friends Adam and Cash found themselves trapped in Dinosaur Land, Jackson's nightmare of a theme park. If you want to be part of the next chapter of the Dinosaur Saga, then head to Sans Pants Plus, and for as little as $10 a month, you gain access to Dinosaur Park 2, Dinosaur Land, as well as literally an arseload of other content. Once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/plus. Head there now. The adventure continues.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.